Hello guys, welcome to Together Forever. I'm Dumisani Mfune and with me...
Mandla Lupondwana.
Last time, we looked at how we've always understood what it means to be the head of the family. And it's always had to do with providing. And we even looked at briefly how salaries were structured to somehow favor the man and still allow him to be the provider financially. But there's a twist to it, guys. Mandla, let's look at that twist.
What happens when your wife out-earns you? It should theoretically not be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying the same thing. Okay, she out-earns
me. But it is
me.
A problem. Because a lot of our authority, we have always based on money.
Mm-hmm.
The advent of salaries, even before that, because our wives lived in our homes, my wife would be Lupondwana's wife living in the Lupondwana home. So she would have to learn to do things the Lupondwana way. So in a way, our ways were already right as men, and women had to adapt. And there was a system of assimilating them into the family where they eventually learn how to do things here. When we got into salaries, everything was the man's. And women kind of yielded on many occasions because of that. They yielded the major decisions to you. And over time, they learned to have a very powerful voice, even though they did not have the money. But on major things, you would always, as a man, say, I'm going to do this. This is my house. And then you do that, and then it's fine. I mean, and it was not a major thing. It's not something that's unique to a marriage. Because think about a group of friends. A group of friends who go out for a braai,
mm-hmm.
and or go out for a meal, and one of them pays. One guy says, okay, no, I'll pay. Let's buy something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And he buys the food, and it's there in the plastic bag, and he keeps quiet. For as long as he's quiet, the others are fidgeting. They joke around. But no one is going to dictate terms about food they did not buy. That's just the way we are. So we always yield to whoever bought the food to kind of give direction as to when we're going to eat and stuff like that.
So, sorry to interject. Does that mean somehow we have programmed ourselves to equate authority with money? Because you're right. In that example you gave, whoever buys a meal is somehow elevated, and
true,
there's an added amount of respect.
That's so true.
Is that respect that we affixed to it? Is it wrong?
No, it's not. It's an acknowledgement that it's his food.
Okay.
And we are here to, we are benefactors of his generosity. That's basically how we are. Now, put a group of men there, that's how they'll behave. Put a group of women, that's how they'll behave. So you find that this is not unique to men or women. It has everything to do with whoever is paying. The person kind of has leeway to decide what's going to happen.
Okay.
Now, because men were bringing in the salaries and they'll bring in more of the salary, you'll find that women kind of yielded to us. They did, and that was not always because we were heads of household. It was because it was simply our money as men, and so it's okay, they yielded. Now, whoever is paying naturally has a bigger voice. They don't even think about it. They sit and they kind of say, why don't we do this? Okay, let's do that. You whenever you pay, you always feel a sense of entitlement. You always feel a sense of, okay, I want to do this. I want it to happen like that. I want it to happen like that. It's natural.
So that sense of entitlement is natural.
It's natural.
Okay.
It happens everywhere. Put a group of men. Whoever pays will have a sense of wanting to give direction. Even though the person who pays may not be the head. For example, you may decide as the youngest of your brothers that you're going to take your brothers out. Get there, buy the food. You joke around, but as the person who has paid, you'll almost always kind of give direction. Even though the others are there and they're older and culturally probably outrank you in authority here in the family. But the fact that you paid says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When we are traveling with your car, you are the youngest, but it's your car. It's your fuel. We're not going to dictate terms about when we stop, when we do this, when we do. We'll just say, hey, man, I need to go to the bathroom. You know, you give those suggestions. But you as the person who owns the car, even determines the route We may tell you, this is a longer route, but if you say, no, 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 this is the one I want to take, we will moan and groan, but bottom line, this is the route we'll take. Why?
We'll go that way. It's your car.
It's your car. That's how people are. It has nothing to do with being male or female, African or Western. That's just the way it is.
So why should that be a problem in the relationship now?
Because now, when the wife earns more money than you, like everybody else who has paid for the house, she has a voice. And because you know as a man that you're not paying for this house, your voice diminishes. You say less, just like the guy who has not paid for the food says less. And whenever you have a disagreement, for you as the husband who's not paying for the bond of the house, it feels as though your wife is speaking with authority. It's not just an opinion. She's speaking with authority because she's paying for the house. And sometimes she is. And sometimes they even tell us. They remind you. Why do they remind you? Because as men, we also have occasion to remind our wives that it's our money when we earn more. We do. But it always feels bad when we experience it. And it comes across as disrespect. How can she tell me that this is her house? But it's fine when you tell her it's your house.
I see now.
And so that shift in who brings in more money shifts the power dynamics in the relationship. You will find that kids, make an example. Children will eventually know who brings in more money. You don't need to tell them. They'll find out. Kids are brilliant these days. And you'll find that if they know that mommy earns more money, they'll come to you, ask you for something, you mumble something that's incoherent. They go to their mother. Mother says, okay, and that's it. After a while, they don't even consider you. Why? Because they can get whatever they want from their mother.
Mm-hmm.
And it may appear as though it's a financial thing, but it's not just a financial thing. It also is an issue of authority.
It transcends into other...
Issue of authority. I'll give an example of a child that wants to go to a camp. Goes to the mother, asks for money to go to a camp. The mother agrees. By the time you come home as a father, the child tells you that I'm going to a camp. You ask, what camp? No, I ask mommy. When you go to your wife and say, what happened with this whole camp story? She says, no, she asked for money. I'll give her the money at the end of the month. But you never give money without permission. So when she gave the money, she also gave what?
Gave the consent or permission herself.
Yes.
Without consulting. Yeah.
But because she could afford, she did it. And so those are power dynamics that change. What also changed is her voice. Because if she's bringing in the money, she does not just want to be consulted. She wants to probably make the final decision. Because it's her money.
Mm.
Many times as men, if you feel you can afford a tie, you buy the tie. You come home, I bought a tie. You come home, you surprise your wife, I bought you this. No consultation, surprise. You do that. When she earns significantly more than you, she surprises with a car. Then what do you do?
Mm.
As you try to fight, she tells you, I can afford it. Now, all those things have nothing to do with rands and cents. They have everything to do with a shift in power.
Mm-hmm.
Shift in power. Now, I have discovered that women who are powerful don't behave in any way that's very different to men who are powerful. So whatever system you need in the home, when the husband earns more money than the wife, is the exact same system you need when the wife earns more money than the husband.
Mm.
It's that system. Because if you do not have an equitable way of aligning your finances in the home as a man when you are earning significantly more than your wife, if that is the system you're operating with, the day she earns more money than you, that system is going to kill you as a man. It will make you feel small.
So basically, what happens in those cases is a reflection. It's a chance for the men to see or to be on the receiving end, if you will.
And it's not nice to be on the receiving end.
I see what you mean. So it's nice to have equal system that if you're on the receiving end, you'd be happy.
You'd be fine with it. So we need to come up with a system where it does not matter who earns more money, no one feels small. And when we change the way we manage our finances so that we come up with that system, we implement that system in our homes, when the time comes that your wife earns more money than you, it will not be a problem. And for those who are already in that situation, the system will help them as well. That's what we'll talk about next time.
Okay, guys, sadly, we're out of time. But remember, we need to be fair because, you know, things happen and we could be on the receiving end. And sometimes the medicine we dish out is really hard to swallow. Very so good. Let's be aware of that. Until next time, God bless.